back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom, you can't accuse someone of something positive. It's like George Steinbrenner inflicting joy. You can't inflict something positive.
What the hell are you talking about?
No, you asked what I was accusing Scott of.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm not accusing him of anything. In fact, he came back to the studio last night after he'd already left because I needed him to do me a favor.
Look at this prep stuff.
Look at that. Yeah, this
he literally props us up. I mean, people probably think we do hours of preparation for this show. Don't you think, listeners out there?
Not after they listen to us.
20 WILS.
Not after they hear us for the first 30 seconds. They know that's not true.
Wow. Anyway, we're still waiting for our guests,
yes.
So we're going to talk a little bit.
Yes. How about four Big Ten teams in the top 14 of the poll yesterday?
I think it's meaningless. I mean, it's all meaningless. Who knows?
You know what I think it means? I think it's a reminder of how you underestimated the rest of the Big Ten last year. Remember going into bowls, and you said the Big Ten might win one bowl or two at the most?
Yeah, but there were some swing games that they could
have won more.
They could have won less.
Could have won more. Northwestern, really, I wanted them to win that game so much. Michigan State was in position with the lead.
Well, that was the only
quarter.
One I wanted could've to
could have won that game. But, hey, you get Penn State winning, Wisconsin winning big, Iowa winning very big in the Orange Bowl.
You know, I'm gonna tell you something right now, Jack. You're pissing me off already
good.
Today.
Yeah. Okay? All right. Mission accomplished.
For the umpteenth million times.
Yeah.
But you dog Michigan. You dog them. Okay. You say they suck. They're no good. All these
I never
women,
said they
blah,
suck.
Blah, blah.
I never
no,
said that.
You know, the,
I've given them great credit over the years.
You know, they've only won so many games in the last 2 years, blah,
that
blah,
that would
blah,
be eight.
Okay? Whatever.
Eight games in the last
if
two
Michigan
years.
State doesn't beat them, then they really suck. Okay.
Why? You never
criteria.
Said that when Michigan lost to Michigan State. Michigan went on and played in a Rose Bowl a couple times after losing to Michigan State. I mean, they're terrible. It means they had a bad day. That's all. I love the way that Tom is trying to bring Michigan State down by its association
they
with the University of Michigan.
They already are down. They're coming off a losing season.
Well, let's see. They've been to three straight bowls. How many bowls in a row has Michigan
been
to?
Yeah, what does it take? Michigan's
and you used
down.
To talk about the bowl streak, how important that was.
That was a wonderful
now you got a bowl-less streak.
What's a
two and counting.
That was a wonderful thing.
Hey, how about Boise State, number 5 in the poll?
Wow.
You like that?
Now, don't you think
21
they are
starters back.
BCS league worthy Boise State?
Yeah, I thought they were last year when they beat Oregon.
But maybe it's in other sports, game. Maybe they're not good enough to be a BCS.
Ohio State beats Oregon last year in the Rose Bowl, and everyone starts doing cartwheels down High Street.
You know why? If you win your bowl game, the carryover.
Well, Boise won its bowl game.
I know. The carryover is uncanny. How much impact that can have as far as the PR.
Boise
club.
Beat a
That's
really good TCU
bowl
team.
Bowl games are so important
yeah.
to win.
Yeah,
Michigan State.
State.
Yeah, Michigan State's won one in the last decade.
Michigan State's got Bo Schembechler syndrome. Can't win a bowl game.
The last bowl game they won was when T.J. Duckett was playing in the Pam Anderson Silicon Valley Bowl.
Yeah, you know, Michigan State hasn't won a bowl game in what seems like forever.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been 15 years longer than that since Michigan won a Big Ten basketball championship.
Now you switch it over to basketball. We're
talking
college.
Well, you just talked about forever.
No,
Your frame of reference forever now is 9 years, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not very
That's forever.
Good. People, you know, making fun
there
of Bo
There are a lot of schools that don't even make a bowl game.
Bo blows bowls, you know.
I never said that.
Yeah, everybody said that. You jumped on that, too. I know
you didn't even know me then. What are you talking about? I never said that. I give people credit for winning conference championships. I do. I think that's a meaningful accomplishment.
Yeah.
It's not the ultimate accomplishment.
Yeah.
It'd
be very meaningful for Michigan State to finally win a Big Ten title in football since they haven't done it in 20 years.
It would be. And it shows the status of the program.
20
You're
years,
You're
not
going to get
Jack,
me to defend Michigan State football on that.
Years.
It's been 24 since Michigan won a basketball championship.
Hey, listen.
So what?
Based on what happened this past week, when you sent me that little text message of this Knicks standout five-star recruit.
We had him on the show last night.
You did?
Yeah.
How was
We should replay that interview, in fact.
No, that's okay.
Brandon Dawson.
Brandon Dawson.
He signs
Gary
all
Indiana.
His text messages, ball is life.
Really?
Yep.
How did he sound?
Yeah, he sounded like he's very confident, wouldn't you say, Scott? Very confident.
You got to be confident.
Yeah, he doesn't think anybody can guard him.
He's actually very well spoken, too. Yeah.
You have to have, talking to Finnemore about this week, controlled swag. That's the term. You got to have swag to you, but keep it under control.
And, you know, I know two people who think a lot of Travis Trice.
And that's his teammate?
Yep. And those two people are Brandon Dawson and Tom Izzo.
AAU teammate.
AAU teammate. Not same high
Summer,
school.
No, different states.
Where's Trice from?
Ohio.
Okay.
But
God, Izzo gets a lot of kids from Ohio.
You know, he just puts that compass point in East Lansing.
Yeah.
And starts drawing that five-hour radius.
Okay, so Chris Allen, see ya, he's gone.
Gone.
How much of a void is that going to be?
None.
None?
None.
Why do you? What was his issue?
Don't get me going on Chris Allen.
What was his issue?
Be the rest
what was his issue?
I'm not going to go through the litany of problems he had.
Was there multiple things?
Multiple problems.
Was there?
Tom Izzo looked like the MSU drum major bending over backwards to try to help.
So
Chris
was
Allen.
It academics?
Multiple problems.
Multiple.
Multiple offense. That was Chris Allen. Okay. And I wish him well. I hope he
What's
does
he
a great
do?
Job. I hope he goes down and plays for Stan Heath. It's South Florida.
Well, wait, hold on.
Wherever
second.
He goes.
Whoa. How many years of eligibility?
One.
One left?
One.
So he's got the Matt Gutierrez thing going on.
He has
on.
Three options right now, and none of them involve Michigan State. I suppose.
Doesn't he have to
he
sit out a year?
Around.
He's got to sit out a year.
He could sit out a year and then go to an environment where he can play Division I basketball.
Yeah, that's what
he could
do.
Go and he could play at a smaller school immediately, or he could go and try to hook on somewhere. Try to play over in Europe or something else, but I'm not seeing it. He's got a lot of work to do.
Academically?
He has a lot of work to do. I'm not going to go through this, Tom. He has a lot of work to do in a lot of ways. And I hope he gets it done. He is one of the most charming guys when you see him. Big smile.
So Chris Allen
he could get
and
anybody
Raymar
do anything
Morgan
he wants.
Are gone from last year's team.
Yeah.
They got some there's some talent there they got to replace.
Yeah, I guess. Scott, what happened the other day when we sat down with those basketball rosters? How deep did we get before we would find Michigan's MVP on Michigan State's roster?
Yeah, it took a while, Tom. We weren't going to bring it up just yet because you already felt that Jack was kind of piling on against Michigan.
Yeah.
But I think the way that we looked at it, we went through MSU's roster to try to figure out who all would start right now for U of M in basketball. And I believe we named 10 people who would be starters. You can take out the whole starting lineup
you're preaching
for MSU.
To the choir. I mean, I'm so disgusted with the situation. And it's going on and on and on. I mean, this has been going on since 1998-99 campaign. That's 12 years of crap. Okay? I'm tired of it.
And if you count all the Ed Martin stuff, it goes on a few years before
Think about
that.
It. We're getting a $23 million renovation on the basketball facility. That's cool. Okay?
That's great.
But still, Beeline can't get top-notch talent. He just can't get it done. Let's face it. And his coaching was a little, isn't exactly been flawless either. So, I mean, am I inspired about
Are you disparaging
about
Evan Smotrich?
So that's how you pronounce his name.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I just hope I have his gender right.
Well, Tim Hardaway Jr., I saw. No, Evans aren't chicks,
wind
are
up
they?
Playing for Kevin.
Evans are, no, there's no Evans that are girls. That's not a girl. That's not a gender. That's
really?
Not, no.
Couldn't be?
No. Now, Jamie, that can go either way. Okay, Tim Hardaway Jr., interesting article this week about him.
How about John Horford?
Yeah, I know, but these guys, I mean, could John Horford play to Michigan State?
Sure.
You think? Was he offered a scholarship?
No.
No. Well, then
he couldn't play there.
As a walk-on.
Mike Keebler's playing there.
As
big
a walk-on.
Big minutes and big games.
So you're talking as a walk-on.
Walk-on, but you earn a scholarship.
I'm
you don't stay
as
a walk-on.
Scholarship athlete.
No, that doesn't mean that you couldn't play there.
Well,
Tim Bogracus had a shot to beat Kentucky.
I understand.
He was a walk-on.
I understand, and that's all great stuff. Trust me, great stuff.
Michigan just started two walk-ons 2 years ago.
I know. It's a pathetic basketball program. I'm tired of it. They deserve better. The leaders and best deserve
like
a better basketball program than what they're – and where's the commit? I hope David Brandon commits to basketball.
First, he has to shrink the size of the arena, okay? He's got to get Chrysler Arena smaller. And so then he can
get
on.
That comment that you jumped on him on that, okay, from a few weeks ago.
Well, that was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard an athletic director say.
Oh, you.
Come on. And I think a lot of David Brandon, that was a brain fart. Why would you want to make your arena smaller? Wouldn't you like to get a few people in it first? Hello?
My definition.
Earth to Dave.
I would say a 13,000 seat arena in college basketball is about average size.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the whole scope
but
of
for the Big Ten, it's the second smallest.
Yeah, it's small in Big Ten.
It's 10th in the 11 Big Ten schools.
In BCS conferences, if we want to use those as the big boys category, it's small. Indeed, it's small.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you got Tennessee's got 23.
Right.
Same thing, Kentucky.
You know who's really got a small arena? I mean, for a program that has notoriety,
Cameron
Notre Dame.
You know, but I like Notre Dame's arena.
I
like
yeah,
it.
I do too.
Yeah, I
do
like
too.
It.
But it's small.
It's intimate. One level.
Yeah.
You know who's going to have a really nice arena this year?
Who's that?
Central Michigan.
Yeah, you were talking about
the renovation.
All the renovations?
Yeah. Go take a clip, click on that on their website.
Go up there and see Trey.
Trey Ziegler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Central Michigan right now, their basketball program is probably a couple notches ahead of Michigan's right now.
Hey, Tom, you want to take a road trip in basketball season? Would you like to see Brandon Dawson play? We could take a little trip to Gary, a couple hours.
That's okay.
Be good? What do you think, Scott?
No.
You could handle the show some Friday.
I'm good.
Good. You don't want to do that? Okay.
No.
All right. Whatever. We're going to talk more about the NFL Hall of Fame. And, wow, what a class. Unbelievable.
Jerry Rice. You know, I'm not a big Niners fan.
Why?
What do you
have against the Niners?
I don't like California teams.
You know who's the biggest Niners fan in the NFL besides one of the guys who gets paid by the Niners?
Who's that?
I mean, it's ridiculous. Tom Brady.
Real? Well, because he's from...
God, from San Mateo.
San Mateo, yeah.
He is a huge
Well, why
Niners
wouldn't he
fan.
Be? That'd be like somebody here being a Lions.
Somebody told me when they saw him at U of M, all he ever did was wear Niners stuff. I don't know if that's true or not. I never saw him walking around campus.
When he came in there in the fall of 1995.
But that was his big goal, was to be picked by the Niners. Instead, he got picked by the team as geographically far away from San Francisco as possible, New England. He's done all right.
Anyway,
199th pick
Jerry
in the draft.
Rice.
Yeah.
Didn't he have the exercise of catching bricks?
He did. I'm going to tell that story, too, when we come back. Because I actually got a chance to talk to Jerry Rice about that.
Let's talk about
because
that.
Because my dad's a bricklayer. And so we had a discussion about catching bricks. Very interesting. All right.
Okay.
We will be back. 393-3700.
Also on Facebook.
00.
We're out there on Facebook.
Absolutely. Facebook and Twitter. What's the Facebook address on that?
The Jack and Tom Show.
Very simple. You can check that out this morning. I actually posted yesterday about Brandon Dawson on that.
I saw that. I go, how did Jack figure out how to do this?
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Jennifer Orlando taught me how to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I knew somebody was.
All right, we'll be right back with more. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.